Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Love Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. I'm excited to have Robert Crane back on my show today. Robert Crane has been the Marin County Manager for the West Coast Songwriters, a nonprofit organization, for the past 3 years. He hosts a monthly songwriting contest for the West Coast Songwriters at Phoenix Supper Club in San Rafael. Robert says he only wrote 2 songs from ages 8 through 50, but at age 50, a light went on and opened that songwriting floodgate. He says his wife, Mary, gets the credit for inspiring him to write, and that's another story. Today, we'll be talking about songwriting, the West Coast Songwriters events, and the music Robert hears calling him. I'll also be talking with him about a new song he's written for the Ngamba Island Chimpanzee Sanctuary Benefit Concert. You'll get to hear the song, and you'll get to hear about Christ Austria and how you can help raise money for the Chimpanzee Sanctuary. You can find out more about the West Coast Songwriters by visiting their website at westcoastsongwriters.org, and you can find out more about Christ Austria and the fundraiser at his website, www.chrisaustria.com. Welcome, Robert.
Thanks, Margot. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you back on the show. I've enjoyed the chats we've had on my show before, and I'm so excited to have you here to talk about West Coast Songwriters and about this fundraiser that's coming up this Thursday. So, first of all, you want to tell us a little bit about the fundraiser that's coming up?
Sure. Through West Coast Songwriters, I've got an inquiry asking me if I would help with a benefit concert for Ngamba Island Chimpanzee Sanctuary, which I had never heard of before. And so I went and researched the site and went, oh, wow, what great work they're doing. And I'm sponsoring from my company, Fix Your Tax Problem. We're donating some things that are being the auction to raise money. And then as I went through their site and saw the work they were doing, I thought, well, I'd like to write a song about this cause and I'd like to perform it in the show. So I offered to do that too. And they were gracious enough to accept me into the show. So I'm wearing 2 hats. One is one of the sponsors and one as an artist and a songwriter performing, where all the proceeds from, you know, what we're raising there will go to a great cause. So I'm excited by it too. It's connecting me with a whole different area of the world and animal rescue, which I'm also interested in. So it was great.
Oh, I know. I love animals. We talked about that before. And I love all animals, whether they're wild or they live in our homes. And just the idea of helping animals of any kind just always touches my heart. And so, you know, the idea of doing this for the animals is fantastic. And I had no idea who Christ Austria was until I started doing a little research for having you on the show. And he's fascinating. Can you just tell our audience a little bit about him briefly?
Sure. Well, I first met Christ Austria not through his wildlife refuge connection, but because he runs a music business where he has been screening songs for West Coast Songwriters. I didn't realize that he also did work with wildlife preservation, and he had worked with tigers and lions and other wildlife before this, and he's quite an expert in that field.
Mm-hmm.
And so the connection between the music and then to the wildlife preservation was, oh, wow, what a great connection. And so Chris asked to put this together, got support from lots of local musicians because of that music connection. And I was looking at his website, and here he is laying in a circle of 3 huge white tigers. And I'm going, okay, he looks like one of the pride. So
I love that picture. I hope everybody goes to his website and checks that out after the show. because it's just so fantastic. And he used to train tigers at Marine World, right? I think that's what it said. And wow.
He got a position as a trainer at Tiger Island there. And so he's worked with, you know, developing the relationships, you know, in sanctuaries, and then also through being able to show the public, you know, tigers up close. That's always a thrill when you see a huge animal like that that lives in the wild. So the fact that he's laying around in the center of them and hands on back and they've got their heads in his lap, I'm like, okay, that takes some training.
Oh, yeah. Well, we used to love to go to Marine World. In fact, we used to have season passes when Xander was growing up, our son. And so, you know, we probably saw shows that the tigers did when he was doing the training, I would be willing to bet. Like, oh, but it's so amazing, all those animals there. And I used to love to go to Marine World. For me, it was because of the animals. I liked the animals there and the dolphin show, the whales and the tigers and the giraffes and all the animals. So that was always my favorite part. Dudley and Xander also liked the crazy roller coasters, but I usually just sit and listen to some music or something, just watch the crowd while they go do that because I don't like doing that.
Well, the other connection I liked that I didn't realize is that this Ngamba Island Chimpanzee Sanctuary was, which is in Uganda, was founded by Dr. Jane Goodall. And, of course, we all have seen her on National Geographic and her work over the years with gorillas, chimpanzees, and apes. And so that was a connection I didn't realize, and that started back in 1998. So to be able to do something with our music, I love the fact that music could somehow, in some way, be useful other than entertaining, perhaps raising money and awareness to this sanctuary. And that gives me just a warm, tickly feeling. Okay, great. Something I do might continue to support this cause for years and years and years. Because you write the song once, you produce it, but it lasts forever.
That's so true. Well, now, do you want to tell us just a little tiny bit about the song before I play it? Because I want to play the song and then have time to talk to you more about it after. So if you could tell us just briefly a little bit about it, and then
I will
play the song and we'll talk some more.
When I went to the site, they had a section in there, ngambaisland.com, that was called Support a Chimp. And they had an Adopt a Chimp on there. And they had the profiles and the stories. And so I read this story about a chimpanzee named Pasa, P-A-S-A, and it touched my heart. She was orphaned in the Congo back in 1999, and she was saved and brought over to Ngamba Island. And if it wasn't for 24-hour-a-day human care, she was only 6 months old, she would not have survived. And now she would be, you know, 16 years old. So that little story went, okay, wow, here's another chimpanzee, a life that was saved. And so I wrote this song about Pasa called Take Me Home.
Oh, wow. And it's such a beautiful song. And this is not even the finished track of it. I just wanted to mention that also. But luckily, we went to the recording studio with you on Monday. And Christopher Krotke.
Yes.
Who owns the 7G's studio in Fairfax, was nice enough to give us this short version of the song. It's actually much longer than this, so that I could play part of it during the show. So I just wanted to say a big thank you to him for recording the song with all of you on Monday. And we'll talk about who was there after the song. I'm going to play the song, Take Me Home. It's just over 4 minutes long, and we'll talk about it after the song's over.
Take me home, Ngamba Island,
take me home. I will never be alone. Take me home. Gumbo Island, take me home. I will never be alone. Take me home. Including one of the vocalists and guitar, and there's your darling husband, Dudley Denader.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Laura Lee Brown on vocal, Carol Isaac on flute, and Anthony Gordon on drums. So it's the five of us. We're kind of calling ourselves the unofficial version of the Ngamba Island Choir.
Oh, I love that, the Ngamba Island Choir.
And inviting all members.
And the Ngamba Island Choir will be performing on Thursday night at Phoenix up in San Rafael, right?
Yes, that's right. You know, also just to let you know, there's a whole host of artists there that night. You've got kind of a power pack lineup. Well, J. James Henry, Hands on Fire, Shana Marie, Seven Fears, No Carrier, Scotty O'Neill, Oede, The Two of Us, Katie Giraldi, The Mercy Kit, Star Saunders, Kevin Beatles, Mimi, Sage Waters, John Todd versus Kevin Carr. So there's going to be a lot of great entertainment that night, and also a lot of raffle prizes and things that have been donated there. And 50% of the door charge goes to the island also, in addition to the items that we're raffling off. So it's just going to be a fun night.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. And people can buy dinner while they're there if they want also, right?
Yes, you bet. Phoenix has an excellent menu and great sound system. And I've eaten there many times. We, of course, have been running the West Coast Songwriters there for 2 years now. This August is our second anniversary. So we love it. It's they've taken us in as a nonprofit. They've supported us. They've nurtured us. They give us a great place, a professional place to play our music. And the other part I love is this show, if you can't make it, of course, is going to be streamed live on the internet through the PhoenixLive.com website that night. And it'll be archived and recorded. So if you can't watch it while it's happening, you can go back and take a look at it at your leisure, because they archive all the shows that have played there, which is just a great feature of the Phoenix. We sure appreciate that from Lauren Van Galen and Merle Saunders, who are running that location, the Phoenix, and they're just great people.
Oh, they are. They're fantastic people. I feel so blessed to have met them. And Merle Saunders was in my Toastmasters Club. That's how I originally met him. And it's so funny how that was a number of years ago, before they even started to build the Phoenix restaurant and supper club. And it's just such an incredible place. I just love it there. And I love going to the West Coast Songwriters events that you host monthly. And you also have an event coming up in August for the West Coast Songwriters there. It's a special one this month, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the format for West Coast Songwriters, for those who have never heard of it, is that when we're running our West Coast Songwriting contests each month, we're selecting the best song of the month and also the best performance. And the 10 months' worth of winners of the best song in each venue come back at the end of the year and perform to see who's going to win best song of the year for that particular venue. So San Rafael on Tuesday, August 4th, is going to have a best song of the year. And then our person will go on and compete against the dozen other venues and all the other songwriters that have won best song of the year at those venues to get to what will be really the top three songs of the year from the West Coast Songwriters organization. And then they get to go to our 35th annual conference in San Francisco, September 25th through the 27th, and they'll be playing at the Sunset Concert there. And so that'll be quite an honor for them. And so we're going to see a lot of great music on Tuesday, August 4th, because that's the best of the best of the best that have won in songwriting all year long. So I look forward to that one. That's my favorite night of the year.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And the thing is, I wanted to mention too, though, is usually the West Coast Songwriter events, people that are members can play a song and then have it judged and evaluated by these professionals from the industry. That particular night on next week on Tuesday is different, though, because it's going to be only the people that are have won best song will be doing the performing, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So although it's open to the public and we want people to come and listen to great music, the performers there that night have won their spot by winning a song of the month throughout the year. And they'll come and perform two songs each. And the one that they won with will be evaluated that night by the music industry judges, and they will decide who they think is the best song of the year for San Rafael at the Phoenix for West Coast Songwriters that night. And the judges usually, if they're of the performing type and not just the writing or the business side, they'll get up and perform a song for us during a break. So So we turn the tables on them and say, okay, you're evaluating us. Let's see what you got, which is always kind of fun because we have some very talented judges.
Oh, it's so true. I just really love that part. And I've met so many incredible people thanks to us joining West Coast Songwriters. And if it weren't for you, we would never have known about it and wouldn't have joined it. And you just have been such an incredible part of that journey for us, you and Laura Lee Brown also. And we've met so many incredible songwriters thanks to you, too. And Carol Isaac, who played the flute on your song, is fantastic. Laura Lee Brown, her voice is just fantastic. I love to hear her sing. And Chris Wursig, No Carrier, oh my gosh, his music is fantastic also, the keyboards that he plays. And then I love it when Laura Lee sings with him. It's just each night is a special night there, and each one's different because each one has different songwriters that are performing, and these are all original songs. And I always loved that you said too at the beginning that some of these people just write the songs, they're not really used to performing them, and some of them are used to performing with bands. So some of the people are getting up there and they're maybe real nervous, like me when I get up and sing with Dudley. The first time I ever sang on stage was when we sang on May 20th of last year at the West Coast Songwriters. And oh my gosh, that was so both exciting and scary, but it just was a fantastic experience. And I never would have felt comfortable to do that if it weren't for you and Laura Lee pointing out that some of the people are used to performing and some of the people are just used to being behind the scenes and listening and writing lyrics. So thank you so much for that. I really appreciate how encouraging you are.
We love to foster songwriting. And when you think about it, every song mm-hmm. that you've ever heard was written by somebody, wasn't it?
Right.
And you may know the artists who performed it because they've got this incredible vocal ability, but many people don't know who wrote the song that became so famous. But without the songwriters, the people who have these incredible voices don't have something to sing, do they? So
mm-hmm.
the West Coast Songwriters really focuses on the song, and we want people who are good writers to be able to come and share that writing with us, and then that's why we have two awards in a night, a best song mm-hmm. and a best performance, because somebody who can write the heck out of lyrics and really get you thinking and tag you emotionally may not be the person that they've designed that song to be performed by. And that brings up, you know, that subject is some people write so that other people will perform them, and they actually write with artists in mind to perform
mm-hmm.
those songs. Some people write for film and television around a theme that's going on or a feeling in the movie. And some
mm-hmm.
people write because they can't do anything else. They have to write, and it just pours out of them. And
mm-hmm.
they may or may not be extraordinary musicians or gifted vocalists, but that writing process is what West Coast Songwriters focuses on, is the song is king. Write it. Let's hear it. And then I find there are so many other people in West Coast Songwriters with all various talents that there's a lot of collaborating that begins to happen, because you'll see somebody that can play the heck out of the flute like Carol, and you'll go, ooh,
mm-hmm.
that needs to be on this song. Would you come join us?
Mm-hmm.
Dudley, who plays a beautiful guitar, I need your help on this. I don't play drums. We've got Anthony Gordon coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And you put a three-part harmony and drums and guitar and flute together, and you have a sound you can't create on your own.
That's so true. And oh my gosh, that three-part harmony, it was so amazing. I was so thankful to be there and to watch the whole thing. And I've been to the recording studio, Soundtech Studios, Robert Berry Studio in Campbell, for pretty much almost every single song that was recorded for Dudley and Xander's albums. And I loved that. And this was so different because all of you performed it together. So it was actually almost like having it recorded live, because, you know, instead of each track being done separately. And that was amazing to listen to the three-part harmonies. I was just in awe listening to that. and listening to the vocals, listening to the flute, listening to all of the different parts as they blended together. And it just, what an amazing experience. It was just fantastic.
Well, writing a song is one thing. Singing it and performing it yourself when it's your own song, you're connected to it, you practiced it.
Mm-hmm.
And then having other people perform it with you, wow, that feeling of community,
mm-hmm.
that choir that we put together, that little band that created that
mm-hmm.
moment, that
mm-hmm.
stuff is special. And you just don't know what you're going to get sometimes when you combine and recombine the various different talents that you meet. And that's one of the things I just love about West Coast Songwriters is they, each month I get the opportunity to meet new songwriters and new musicians and new vocalists that
mm-hmm.
I've never heard of, never would have had the opportunity to meet before. And the musical family my wife and I love so much just keeps growing. Of course, that's how we met you. So I'm digging it. I love being the volunteer manager. It was in my bucket list of what could I do that I love,
mm-hmm.
that I would
mm-hmm.
never get tired of, that
mm-hmm.
you couldn't take me away from, that I didn't care if it had anything to do with revenue or a career, but it
mm-hmm.
was my passion.
Right.
And I sure am passionate about songwriting, and I love the family of musicians that it has brought into for me to meet.
Well, one of the things that really has been amazing to me, too, because Dudley and I joined after that time that I sang with him the first time in May of 2014, and so we've been to almost every one of the monthly events ever since then. And what amazes me most is the fact how kind everyone is, how kind they are to each other, how encouraging. And like you said, the collaboration is incredible. We're almost out of time, though, and I want to have everyone out there think about this. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. And, you know, Robert, you just are just such an amazing person. What else? We have a little over 2 minutes left. What is something you'd really like our listeners to know?
Well, I just think that, again, if going on the coattails of what you just said, if you are interested in songwriting and you feel like you have something to share, then West Coast Songwriters would like to get to know you. So come to their website, go to one of the dozen sites that are there, come in and listen to what's going on, see the people that are in there creating the music, and you'll probably know right away whether or not this is your tribe and whether this is your home. And so we invite you in, and we hope you'll come see us down at the Phoenix. We're there every month at the first Tuesday. I've enjoyed sharing my song with your listeners today, and if they want to hear more of my music, they can go to robertcranemusic.com. That's my shameless plug. And I just love what I'm doing with this, and hope to continue to do it the rest of my life.
Well, I hope you do, too. And I hope everyone listening out there will decide to answer the calling that they have and then get some guides. It's like Dave Lent said in his Five Keys to Mastery. The first one is answer your calling. Get a guide is number two. Number three is practice, practice, practice. Number four is visualize the outcome. And number five is play the edge and get with your tribe, as Robert said. You know, Bob, Robert, you're both. Oh, thank you for being on my show again. Thank you for everything that you do for us and for so many other people, including also now chimpanzees.
Yeah, we share 98.7% of the DNA with them. And in my wife's case, she thinks I share a little bit more DNA with them.
I love your kindness and your sense of humor. It's great when you can combine those two things, kindness and sense of humor.
Thanks so
well,
much
everyone,
for giving us the voice. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm going to be taking the next couple of off the show, but there are a lot of shows that you can listen to that I've done, and I'll be back on the show later on in August. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Bye for now, and thank you, Robert, for being on.
You're welcome.